You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter Dunne podcast. Yeah.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
That's Friday, Cameron.
I do love a good Friday.
Yeah. And and you know what that means when it's Friday?
What does that mean, Peter?
That means this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's do Breaking Cam. This is where we try and break Cameron down and make him laugh. He tries his best not to laugh, but sometimes resistance is futile.
Yeah, I don't always win.
No.
I'm feeling good about today, though. I think I can hold my own.
Okay, let's try it, actually.
Oh, I don't like that.
This is a childish joke, but I love it. I love it. I just got hospitalised due to a peekaboo accident. Mm-hmm. They put me in the ICU.
Oh, I'm trying real hard.
Oh, come on, that's good. That's a good one.
That is a good, that's a really good one. Peter, the little giggle you gave before a joke always scares me.
Oh, I can't help it. I can't help it. I had a dream once that the ocean was filled with orange juice. Do you know that? Orange juice, yeah.
Okay.
It was a fantasy. Get it? A fantasy. You know, yeah. I heard a giggle.
No. You're hearing things. Surely.
My wife is pregnant, and my doctor asked me if I'd ever been present at a childbirth before. I said yes, just once. He asked, "What was it like?" I replied, "It was dark and suddenly very, very bright." Yeah, that was a good one.
That is a good one. You didn't get me.
No. I'm hearing something. There's some sort of interference there.
You know? No, it's just a bit of radio interference. That's all.
Right, fair enough. So I figured out why Teslas are so expensive. Do you know why?
I don't.
Because they charge a lot. There you go. That was a good one.
It's hard today. You've had four of your stronger ones in a row.
Oh, you think that's good?
I do.
Right. Well, I just found out that my new electric toothbrush is not waterproof. I was shocked. let's see. What else do we have? Have we broken you yet?
You got very close with that one. I don't know if I'm quite broken.
Right. Okay, well, you're a big Star Wars fan.
I love Star Wars.
You love Star Wars, yeah. Well, my son, Luke, loves that we named our children after a Star Wars character. You know that?
Okay.
My daughter Chewbacca, not very much. Not very much. why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work. let's give you a classic. You probably heard this before.
I like that, lass.
guess who I bumped into on my way to Specsavers?
Who?
Everybody. Yeah. I think he's broken, everybody.
I haven't heard that one before.
Did you not?
No.
That's a classic.
That's a good one.
Cameron.
No, I haven't heard that one now. See, dad jokes are your thing, Peter.
Yeah. Like, dad jokes are the epitome of comedy. They're the funniest thing in the world. Yeah. I used to not like them. They used to get under my skin, but now I absolutely love them.
Is it something that when you become a dad, is that it?
Of course.
I need a survey to be done. You know, maybe some fathers who, you know, they're going in before their child is born to be read out some dad jokes.
Well,
and then immediately after the child is born.
Well, going back to that joke about the doctor asking, have you ever been present at a... And once you drop that line, then you go, oh, wow, I now realise.
I get it now.
I get it, you know. And dads are high-fiving you on the way out going, yeah.
It's like, you know when, like, you're at a family party and someone has shown up in ripped jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always somebody is like, "Should you get those for half price?"
Yeah,
you fall on the way
there's
in.
There's always a dad.
I have noticed. I'm not a dad, but I am getting older. I have noticed that I'm starting to laugh at those jokes.
Oh yeah.
Whereas when I was 18, it used to make me feel sick.
You're right. Yeah, you appreciate them on a whole other.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. So I imagine by the time I'm your age, you're in your 50s, I'll start appreciating them more.
Cameron Clark, how dare you? How dare you? Right, let's give you one more before I kick you off the air. Sometimes I wake up grumpy. but other times I let her sleep in.
There you go. That is one that will get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's when you have to turn and walk away and then get hit in the back of the head by a slipper or something, you know?
Luckily, you'd be lucky if it's only a slipper.
If not a high heel or something like that, yeah.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
So just under a week ago, boys and girls across the Midlands woke up to an elf invasion in their homes, and some have contacted the show to let us know what their elves have got up to. So let's check back in with Elf on the Shelf Chief Supervisor Edward the Elf as we look for some answers.
Hello.
To
Hello.
Edward,
Hello.
Edward, you're on the line?
You can hear me, can't you?
I can indeed, I can. Thanks for joining us, Edward. We've been getting many reports of what elves have been up to across the Midlands, and we're just looking for some answers as to why they're doing this. So Kayla in Athlone said her elf rearranged all the ornaments in the sitting room and hung the pictures upside down. Can you explain this?
Yeah, of course I can, yeah. Kayla's parents need to feng shui the house. I can't have my elves staying in an environment that disrupts their chi. Have you ever dealt with an elf with a dodgy chi? Have you?
I can't say.
But you're one of the lucky ones, though. You know what I mean?
Okay, hold on. Well, what about in Abbey Leaks? Emma and Josh have an elf that was caught weeing into cups and selling them for 25 cent as lemonade.
25 cent, you say?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's good value. That's good value for lemonade,
no,
isn't
no,
it?
No, no, no. You're missing the point.
Hold on. I told you already before. I can't be held responsible for all the elves. There might be one or two bad apples, but I've heard nothing bad
yet.
Okay,
well, what about Jessica in Kilbeggan? Her elf put googly eyes on all pictures of her mammy and daddy.
Oh, know about that one. I know about that, all right.
So what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's as simple as this, like. Her mammy and daddy are very ugly. And the elf,
was only
doing them a favour.
Look.
You know what I mean? It's true. Have you seen his forehead? You can land a plane on his forehead.
No, I think we'll have to leave it there, Edward. We'll check in again, and hopefully them elves across the Midlands will start to behave themselves. Edward the Elf, who is the Elf on the Shelf Chief Supervisor, thanks for joining us on the show.
Here, will you play me a song, will you?
Who do you want?
Anything by Elf Sheeran.
Go on out with that, will you?
Good luck.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Yeah, it's beginning to look an awful lot like Christmas. Michael Bublé, Midlands 103. I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Casserly. How are you, Sarah?
You've just played Michael Bublé.
Yeah. On purpose, just to annoy you. So last Saturday, we had our Secret Santa magic moment. We went to Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. It was great crack, wasn't it?
It was such a good day.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
All the staff there are amazing.
Yeah.
100%. And huge shout out to Cedric Kilbeggan that started us off with amazing breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then our coach driver and owner of Hennessy Coaches, David, was
so sound.
So brilliant.
Yeah.
Everyone.
On a luxury, I've never been on a luxury coach before.
Have you not?
It's so comfortable. Yeah.
That's the only way I travel. No,
of
joking.
Course, typical Sarah.
It's not. But yeah, no, it was lovely, wasn't it, that coach?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Will we tell everybody how we got on?
Ah, let's go for it.
Let's do it.
We're here in Jurassic New Park in Kilkenny. This is just a sight to behold. I'm currently standing under, I think it's a brontosaurus or something like that. A brachiosaurus, that's what it is. And as you can hear it in the background, it is just magnificent. Even to stand here and look up at it, it is actual height. It's moving its head, it's making the noises, and it is just brilliant. We've got a T-Rex here as well. And I'm also standing next to a baby dinosaur in a dinosaur egg. It's absolutely incredible. But we want to hear from the boys and girls. We want to hear what they have to say.
The best part so far is being with my best friend Priya and going on the swings and going on the seesaw and the dinosaur ride.
And were you on that dinosaur over there that you can get on the back of?
Yeah.
Does he move?
Yeah. We named him.
What's he called?
He's called Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the dinosaur.
And
that's a brilliant name.
Called Jeff.
Did you do the ferry walk?
Yeah, we were ding-dong ditching all the doors.
Wow.
They were chasing us, and one of them was very grumpy, shouting at us.
You don't want fairies grumpy, don't you not?
No.
Here, were you talking to the talking tree?
Yeah, it was very funny. It said, it's probably as old as your mammies and daddies.
The tree is as old as your mammies and daddies?
Yeah.
How old is your mammy and daddy?
My mammy is 36. And my daddy's 33.
How are you, Shane? You well?
Yeah.
What's been your favourite thing so far?
The dinosaurs.
Which dinosaur?
T-Rex.
I heard him making awful grumbly noises. What do you think's wrong with him?
Hungry.
I think he has indigestion. What do you think?
Yeah.
He must have had a dodgy curry last night. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so too. And Emily, are you having fun? What's been your favourite thing so far?
The go-karts.
The go-karts. Ben, what dinosaurs did you see?
T-Rex, a Velociraptor, a Brontosaurus, a Stegosaurus, and a Triceratops.
You know all the dinosaurs. Wow, that is amazing. How old are you?
4.
Well, I'm a little bit older than 4, and I only know what a T-Rex looks like. Imagine that.
I have, a
Drax and Road toy. That's cool. And you know what one of my favourite things in there was? The chicken.
Why?
Because I was running after him. I was trying to get him to talk on the radio, but he wouldn't.
But chickens can talk.
What do chickens say?
Bop.
Are you having fun, Zen?
Yeah.
What kind of dinosaur is Bumpy you have with you?
He's a herbivore, and he'd use his tail because if you hit that, it'd be like basically having 10 rocks hit you in the brain.
Oh my goodness, so you don't want to be too near Bumpy if he's Bumpy.
If he's a baby, probably just make your head hurt.
And what are you looking forward to seeing after?
Probably more dinos.
And I think there's a baby dinosaur coming out, isn't there?
Oh my god!
This is how big a one-year-old T-Rex would be there now. It'd only be hatching. Now, as you can see, most of our tyrannosaurs, they're brown over there. That's because those girls over there, they're all females. This is our only male T-Rex.
What do you think of him, Chair?
He's so cute.
He is cute, isn't he? Oh, look at his tongue. You're pulling his tongue.
You got a dinosaur's tongue. I heard a cat got your tongue.
What's the best thing you've seen so far?
Seeing the dinosaur open his mouth.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Going on the dinosaur if we are allowed to go on.
Guys, are you having fun?
Yeah.
And Cara, what's been your favourite thing so far?
The dinosaur.
Which dinosaur?
This one.
What dinosaur is that?
A T-Rex.
T-Rex. And what can you do with that T-Rex?
You can ride on his back.
And does he move?
Yeah.
It's a scary when you're on.
Not really.
Yeah. What if you were on his back and he ran away with you on his back?
That would be a little bit scary.
It would be. What the? Well, as long as he knew where you lived, because he could just bring you home.
Yeah.
Are you having fun, Guiva?
Yeah.
What's been your favourite thing so far?
I like the go-kart.
And did you go on them really fast?
Yeah, but my legs got tired, so I had to stop.
But that's okay, isn't it? That's allowed. Are we going to see more dinosaurs?
Yeah!
I have to say, I was like a big kid in the middle of all that. It was just brilliant, brilliant fun, wasn't it?
It was. It was amazing. I was also a big kid. That amazing dinosaur ride that they all went on, I went on as well.
Yeah, we've seen you on social media, Sarah, on Midlands 103's Instagram and Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
you're dead right. Why not?
I only put a picture up. There is a video, but that's kept on my phone. That's not going to go up.
One of the lovely things was when we were on the bus on the way home, we were of course listening to Midlands 103.
Yes.
And Mark Hughes had played a request from Senan's family.
Yes.
Who had such a great time after they got off the bus in Mount Melick.
Yes. And yeah, it was lovely.
It was lovely to hear.
Senan
just melted my heart. Because when he was getting off the bus, he just gave me a big hug. Just the sweetest little guy ever.
I cannot tell you how amazing each and every child on that coach was.
Yeah.
I got two lovely, lovely cards from Emily and Shane.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Christmas cards for both of us.
Yeah.
Obviously, I kept them.
Yeah, of course, yes.
No, they were upstairs. But they were lovely. And then on the way back, we got loads of lovely letters written by them all as well, just saying that they've had a great time.
Yeah.
They were all so, so good.
Yeah.
Just a quick one on that. Cara did tell me that I was the best person at Midlands 103.
Oh, of course, yeah. I also told Cara she's not winning any more competitions on Midlands 103.
I'm going to frame that one.
Well, I tell you what, Cara was brilliant because she told me all her dad jokes.
Yep.
So we're going to have to use them of a Friday.
Yep.
So thank you for that, Cara. And Charlie's tracksuit really stood out. Charlie had a tracksuit full of dinosaurs and we just absolutely loved it. It was
Charlie
brilliant.
And Theo's the amount of knowledge they had and Senan about dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, would put you to shame.
It's beyond.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. And Annabelle and Freya, they gave us all nicknames. Did you know
Freya.
That?
You kept saying Freya with her little sister who was at Nanny's at the day for the day, and her friend Priya from gymnastics came
right.
along.
Yes. Sorry, Priya.
They were brilliant. Very, very chatty and very, I had a great time chatting to them on the coach.
They were brilliant. And Sarah, fair play to you, by the way. You know, you put in a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, and a lot of credit to yourself. So fair play to you. And I know you said you had something in the fridge for yourself on Saturday, but in case that didn't work out, here's another little something to put in the fridge. It's a bit early to say.
Yeah, it is. I won't. Is that adult apple juice?
It is, exactly.
Oh, it's my favourite as
Spanish,
well.
It's Spanish, yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Fair play to you, Sarah.
I literally snatched that off you.
Did, actually, yeah.
Do you know what? Saturday night, I got 2 sips into that glass and asleep.
Yeah.
Of apple juice. Thank you, Peter. You were amazing as well.
No. We had great crack. We have another one coming up soon.
We do. So keep your ears tuned in today, because on Midlands Today, Will will be telling you about our next magic moment that's coming up. And it's all about your very own real life Santa. So who's that man in your life who just does everything? You know, he's brilliant. He can't do enough for you.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Lovely. Tune into Midlands Today after 9 o'clock news.
Yep.
And you'll find out more. Lovely. Sarah Casterly, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Just a quick thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm talking too much. But again, huge, huge thank you. Magic Moments Secret Santa for M6 Service Centre, Kilbeggan and Centra Store there for the breakfast and for helping us all the way along. New Park Jurassic Park, who... I'd said that wrong. Jurassic New Park, who were amazing. And Luke the Ranger, who, by the way, we have to do a massive shout out because he was fantastic.
He's excellent. He was and a total dinoologist, in fairness, you know.
Paleontologist. And also to David Hennessy for driving us there and getting us all there safely. I'll go now. I'll stop using your time up.
It was absolutely magic. Thank you very much, Sarah Cassidy.
Bye.
Take care. Madonna, Pop It On Preach, Midlands 103. Cameron, you know something?
What's that?
My dad's only 5'4" and he always struggles. Do you know when you keep the tins at the top of the cupboard?
Yeah.
Pop It On Reach.
When I was growing up, my dad, he never educated me really on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Don't Teach.
Papa Don't Teach, yes. The doctor told my dad he has to eat more vegetables and fruits. Papa Don't Peach.
My dad lost his favourite pair of flip-flops one day. Papa Don't Beach.
When my sister got married, she said to my dad, "Look, will you say a few words at the wedding?" He went, "Papa Don't Speech."
I think I'm out.
You out?
I think I'm out.
My dad always told me, pay your own way. Pay your own way, always. Don't take money off anybody. Papa Don't Leech. Yeah, I think we're all out.
No, I've got another one.
Okay, go on.
My dad was terrible with the brakes when he was driving the car. Papa Don't Screech.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, my dad actually got a restraining order once.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But he abided by it. Papa Don't Breach.
I thought you were going to say Papa Don't Impeach.
Don't Impeach. Yeah, it's Feel Good Breakfast, Midlands 103. It's Peter Dunn with you. You join me live in the vaults about 2 metres below ground level, where you think it's cold this morning. It's even colder down here. But this is where we keep our archive of music we've received throughout the years. So we've got vinyl over here, we've got reel to reel there, we have cassette tapes over here, and we've got stacks and stacks of music. So what I want to do is I want to get you an original song and show you how it was used to make a more modern day hit. Now this one, I don't have to dig too far back for this one, because this one is early 90s. But if you have Taylor Swift's album Reputation, and you look through the credits and you come to a song called Look What You Made Me Do, you'll see an unusual name with writing credits on that track. Now, it's writing credits to an English pop band, including two brothers, but they went to number one in several countries with the song that made this
Taylor Swift hit Possible. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Yep. Have you guessed it? Because that pop duo is... I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. Well, can you hear the similarities? If not, it's okay. Let's put them back to back, okay? And here we go. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan. Now, with Right Said Fred ringing in your ears, here it is, Taylor Swift. Look What You Made Me Do, live from the vaults in Midlands 103. I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage. The Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Ellen, you're talking about procrastination there.
Yeah.
Are you a procrastinator?
310%. Yeah. Yeah, I really related to that story. Are you?
Yeah. It did. Yeah, it really struck me, I have to say. It was like a eureka moment when I went, that's what's wrong with me. Yeah. I procrastinate a lot.
It's your mood management.
Yeah,
Peter,
exactly. I need to sort that out.
Yeah, see, I'd be very like that, where I'm like, oh, I'm too tired. I'll do it later when I magically will have more energy, you know?
Do you do that, or do you get distracted by something else?
It's a combination of all. Like, you know, and especially with phones, sure, these days, our attention span is zero. The first thing I should probably do is go on a phone detox, and that might really boost my productivity.
Yeah, I think so. And listener, this comes from about 30 minutes ago when Peter and Ellen were wondering what the exchange rate was for Tanzanian shillings to euro. Talk about procrastination.
How we managed to get to that on a Thursday morning.
Yeah.
But
the price of a pint in Tanzania, that was another thing.
What should we say in euros?
1 euro 5 cent.
1 euro 5 cent.
There you go.
So we're heading out to Tanzania next week.
Yeah.
To drink some pints.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Live from Tanzania, it's The Breakfast Show. Love it.
Provided with plenty of pints.
Finance department at the moment is going, oh, hold on. Phone. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well,
what's that about?
No, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, look, the cost of going to Tanzania and then the cost of the subsequent pints would probably level out at the cost of, say, going to Dublin and having a feed of pints. So, there you go.
Fair enough.
That's our argument.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. I remember one... I was working, and well, supposed to be working, and I was busy. And do you know what song was stuck in my head? 7 Days by Craig David.
Oh, right.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. But specifically, right, this part here, I want to play this for you. Just that bit, and not a real standout bit, but just that bit, the pretty girl was 24. And I was there thinking, 24? I thought, hold on for a second, when was that song released? And I Google it. Of course, I had to Google it. 2000. That pretty girl is now 46. Wow. There you go. She's 46 years of age.
That really demonstrates your procrastination distraction levels. Yeah.
Big time.
That's very interesting bit of trivia. If you're ever in a pub quiz and it's like, how old is the 24-year-old in the Craig David song?
Yeah, from Craig David.
There you go.
Forty-six.
I'm sure she's still gorgeous, look.
I'm sure. But see, the thing is, like, you know, if they weren't careful that week, then there could be a 26-year-old Craig David out there going, you know, where's me old fella? Where's he gone? Hold on, I was told it was you. You wrote a song about it.
Could you imagine?
No, that wasn't. That's that was a friend of mine.
You tracked down your father. It's you. I've done the calculations.
Yeah, you wrote a song about it. It has to be you.
Oh, God. Right.
I'll get back to you on that, okay?
Yeah. Who knows? We could be on to something there,
could
Peter.
Be. Yeah, you could be. You never know.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Cameron, do you have a hidden talent?
A hidden talent?
Yeah, maybe something you can do that not a whole lot of people can do.
Peter, I'm just awesome.
Well, apart from everything.
Oh, No, I don't think I have any hidden talents. I have some like non-hidden talents, but okay. I'm nothing that like, you know, not a lot of people are good at, I suppose.
Well, there's a guy who claims to be the world's fastest reader, okay? This guy can, it's incredible. This guy can read super, super quick. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen to this.
I'm the fastest reader in the world. I read 1,679 pages book within 2 seconds.
Yes. Go on.
But like,
what
so you didn't know.
What just happened? What did you learn from the book?
What just happened?
What just happened?
You said what?
The first one is very good.
I will chew your meat. Are you crazy? Think I have to joke with you?
I just read. I can read fast.
Anybody can do what you just did. What kind of talent is this?
Yeah!
That bit at the end was him getting attacked by one of the judges on the talent show. So he's the world's fastest reader. There you go. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, you know, when you were young and you were in school and the teacher was like, did you read that book? Oh, I did. Yeah. Right, okay. Well, you know, prove it to me.
But like, explain
But what you can't see is the seriousness of his face when he's doing it. Like, he's convinced he can do it, you know? So he's the world's fastest reader. There you go.
That is phenomenal. That I haven't even watched the video, and that is possibly one of the funniest videos I've ever listened to.
It is brilliant. And another moment from school as well. You know, if you're asked a question about the book, like what? All right. Well, it's actually.
You said what?
The first one is pretty good.
And you think you have talent, Cameron Clark?
Oh, I have to say, I don't have that sort of talent. Wow.
All you can do is aspire to be the world's fastest reader.
I don't even think I can aspire to be that. Even I know that's just out of my league.
You could do your news bulletins in like 0.5 of a second. It'd be great.
I'm sure we'd probably get a few complaints. What just happened? What's he saying?
Let's try it now, actually. Hold on there. You know?
Hang on. There we go.
Done and dusted. Thank you, Cameron Clark.
Exactly. Breaking news.